Folsom Cordova Unified School District Measure G2 Upgrade Instructional Technology, Computer Labs, Student Safety, and Security Systems. Construct, acquire, repair classrooms, sites, facilities slash equipment to improve the quality of academic instruction in core subjects like math, science, and writing. Replace aging portable classrooms, and upgrade aging slash inefficient electrical slash HVAC systems. To save money, shall Folsom Cordova Unified School District School Facilities Improvement District No. 5 issue $195 million in bonds at legal rates with citizen oversight, annual audits. With all funds spent only in Folsom, and no funds for administrators' salaries. Impartial analysis of Measure G prepared by County Council. Measure G, if approved by the voters, would allow the Folsom Cordova Unified School District, to incur bonded indebtedness up to a maximum amount of $195 million. The proceeds from the issuance and sale of such general obligation bonds could only be used for the construction, reconstruction, rehabilitation, or replacement of school facilities, including the furnishing and equipping of school facilities, or the acquisition or lease of real property for school facilities. No funds derived from bond sales may be used for general school operating expenses, including administrator and teacher salaries, or for any purpose or project other than those expressly stated in the measure. Measure G lists the school facility improvement projects within the district intended to be financed by bond sales. To assure that funds are spent only as specified in the measure, Measure G requires, 1, the appointment of a Citizens Oversight Committee, and 2, completion of annual independent performance and financial audits. If Measure G is passed, the actual dates of sale and the amount of bonds sold would be governed by the district based on the need for construction funds and other factors. If Measure G is approved, the tax rates necessary for payment of principal and interest on any bonds sold will be largely dictated by the timing of the bond sales, the amount sold at a given sale, market interest rates at the time of each sale, although in no event greater than the maximum bond interest rate allowed by law, as well as actual assessed valuation of taxable property in the district over the term of repayment. Passage of Measure G requires approval by 55% of the voters voting thereon. Full text of Measure G. Full text ballot proposition. School Facilities Improvement District No. 5 of the Folsom Cordova Unified School District Bond Measure. Election November 4, 2014. The following is the full proposition presented to the voters of the School Facilities Improvement District No. 5 of the Folsom Cordova Unified School District. To upgrade instructional technology, computer labs, student safety, and security systems, construct, acquire, repair classrooms, sites, facilities slash equipment to improve the quality of academic instruction in core subjects like math, science, and writing, replace aging portable classrooms, and upgrade aging slash inefficient electrical slash HVAC systems. To save money, shall Folsom Cordova Unified School District Facilities Improvement District No. 5 issue $195 million in bonds at legal rates with citizen oversight, annual audits. With all funds spent only in Folsom, and no funds for administrators' salaries. Project list. The Board of Education. The Board of the Folsom Cordova Unified School is committed to maintaining the quality of education and preparing students for college and 21st century careers. To that end, the Board evaluated the district's urgent and critical facility needs, including safety issues, class size reduction, and computer and information technology, in developing the scope of projects to be funded. The district has prepared a facilities master plan, approved by the board on November 21, 2013, which is incorporated herein in its entirety. Teachers, staff, community members, and the board have prioritized the key health and safety needs so that the most critical facility needs are addressed. The board concluded that if these needs are not addressed now, the problems will only become more pressing and expensive. Therefore, in approving this project list, the board determines that the district must, I, prepare our students for the 21st century, and provide a greater emphasis on core subjects like math, science, reading, and writing in the classroom, and, I, repair old buildings, cut utility bills through energy projects saving hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, protect core academic classes, and retain quality teachers, and, I, adhere to specific accountability safeguards such as, A, every penny from this measure must benefit Folsom schools, be controlled locally, and cannot be taken away by the state, B, no funds can be used to increase salaries, benefits, or pensions for teachers, administrators, or other school employees, and an independent citizen oversight committee must be appointed to ensure that all funds are spent only as promised. C. All expenditures must be subject to annual independent financial audits. D. All funds must be used locally in Folsom only. Renovation, repair, and upgrade projects goal and benefits to maintain high quality education at our local Folsom neighborhood schools, and to increase an emphasis on math, science, reading, writing, and technology education. Schools will benefit from the renovation, repair, and upgrade of aging classrooms, labs, and inefficient heating and cooling systems, which will save money so that classrooms are safe and well-maintained. Repair or replace leaky roofs. Upgrade aging and inefficient electrical heating and air conditioning to save money. Provide additional electrical service capacity to relieve overloaded electrical systems so that it can handle modern instructional technology. Replace older windows, ceilings, heating, ventilation, air conditioning, and lighting systems with building code compliant, energy-efficient systems which will save money. Upgrade classrooms, science labs, libraries, and other learning technology so that our students are prepared for college and 21st century careers. Renovate existing classrooms to accommodate current curriculum emphasis on science, technology, and math. Health, safety, and energy efficiency projects goal and purpose, since good, safe, clean, well-maintained, and up-to-date schools help make our neighborhoods more desirable and improve local property values, reduce maintenance and operating costs, and return more money to the classroom. School sites will benefit from a variety of health, safety, and security projects, such as upgrade security systems. Upgrade schools to ensure they are accessible to disabled students and citizens. Replace or update outdated portable classrooms, restrooms, lighting, plumbing, irrigation, heating, and ventilation systems. Upgrade fire alarm systems, smoke detectors, and sprinklers. Improve fire safety equipment and fire exit doors to make students safer in the event of an emergency. Upgrade emergency communication systems to improve student safety. Instructional technology upgrade projects to provide 21st century technology skills goal and purpose. Upgrades to instructional technology, labs, and classrooms are needed to prepare students for college and 21st century careers, provide and maintain up-to-date technology infrastructure. upgrade and expand wireless systems, telecommunications, internet, and network connections. Upgrade electrical systems and wiring. Upgrade classrooms for instructional technology to improve student learning in core subjects like math, science, engineering, and technology. The listed projects will be completed as needed. Project expenditures described above may be undertaken at any and all district schools and facilities in the boundaries of the School Facilities Improvement District No. 5. Each project is assumed to include its share of furniture, equipment, architectural, engineering, and similar planning costs, program/project management, staff training expenses, and a customary contingency for unforeseen design and construction costs. In addition to the listed projects stated above, the project list also includes the acquisition of a variety of instructional, maintenance, and operational equipment, the reduction or prepayment of outstanding lease obligations, and interim funding incurred to advance fund projects from the project list, payment of the costs of preparation of all facility planning, facility studies, assessment reviews, facility master plan preparation, and updates, environmental studies, including environmental investigation, remediation, and monitoring, design, and construction documentation, and temporary housing of dislocated district activities caused by construction projects. In addition to the projects listed above, the repair and renovation of each of the existing school or facilities may include, but not be limited to, some or all of the following: renovate student and staff restrooms, repair and replace heating and ventilation and water systems, upgrade of facilities for energy efficiencies, including solar-covered parking structures, repair and replace worn-out and leaky roofs, windows, shade structures, trash enclosures, walls, doors, and drinking fountains, install wiring and electrical systems to safely accommodate computers, technology and other electrical devices and needs, install energy management systems, upgrade or construct support facilities, including administrative support areas, physical education facilities, gyms, tracks, bleachers, and a press box, and hard courts, facilities for theater arts and music, install security systems and alarms, including locks, keyed gates, fencing, and emergency lockdown capability, repair and replace fire alarms, emergency communications, and security systems, resurface or replace hard courts, play areas, paved surfaces, turf and irrigation systems and campus landscaping, expand parking, acquisition of sites and facilities, interior and exterior finishing, painting and floor covering, demolition, construct various forms of storage and support spaces, upgrade or construct classrooms, cafeterias, outdoor lunch seating, food service facilities, repair, upgrade, and install interior and exterior lighting systems, improve gas lines, playgrounds, athletic fields, and play apparatus, replace outdated security fences and security systems. The upgrading of technology infrastructure includes, but is not limited to, LCD projectors, portable interface devices, computers, servers, switches, routers, modules, sound projection systems, laser printers, digital whiteboards, document projectors, upgrade voiceover, call manager and network security/firewall, wireless technology systems, and other miscellaneous equipment, as well as computer server rooms, technology office space, centralize high-speed data connections between school sites. The budget for each project is an estimate, and may be affected by factors beyond the district's control. Some projects may be undertaken as joint-use projects in cooperation with other local public or non-profit agencies. The final cost of each project will be determined as plans and construction documents are finalized, construction bids are received, construction contracts are awarded and projects are completed. Based on the final costs of each project, certain of the projects described above may be delayed or may not be completed. Demolition of existing facilities and reconstruction of facilities scheduled for repair and upgrade may occur if the board determines that such an approach would be more cost-effective in creating more enhanced and operationally efficient campuses. Necessary site preparation/restoration may occur in connection with new construction, renovation, or remodeling, or installation or removal of removable classrooms, including ingress and egress, removing, replacing, or installing irrigation, utility lines, trees, and landscaping, relocating fire access roads, and acquiring any necessary easements, licenses, or rights of way to the property. Proceeds of the bonds may be used to pay or reimburse the district for the cost of district staff when performing work on or necessary and incidental to bond projects. Bond proceeds shall only be expended for the specific purposes identified herein. The district shall create an account into which proceeds of the bonds shall be deposited and comply with the reporting requirements of Government Code 53410. Fiscal accountability, in accordance with Education Code Section 15272, the Board of Education will appoint a Citizens Oversight Committee and conduct annual independent audits to assure that funds are spent only on district projects and for no other purpose. The expenditure of bond money on these projects is subject to stringent financial accountability requirements. By law, performance and financial audits will be performed annually, and all bond expenditures will be monitored by an independent Citizens Oversight Committee to ensure that funds are spent as promised and specified. The Citizens Oversight Committee must include, among others, representation of a bona fide taxpayers association, a business organization, and a senior citizens organization. No district employees or vendors are allowed to serve on the Citizens Oversight Committee. No administrator salaries, proceeds from the sale of the bonds authorized by this proposition shall be used only for the acquisition, construction, reconstruction, rehabilitation, or replacement of school facilities, including the furnishing and equipping of school facilities, and not for any other purpose, including teacher and school administrator salaries and other operating expenses, including pensions. Tax rate statement. School Facilities Improvement District Number 5. An election will be held in the School Facilities Improvement District Number 5, the Improvement District Number 5 of the Folsom Cordova Unified School District, the School District of Sacramento County, on November 4, 2014, to authorize the sale of up to $195 million in bonds of Improvement District No. 5 to finance school facilities, as described in the proposition. If the bonds are approved, the school district expects to sell the bonds of Improvement District No. 5 in several series over time. Principal and interest on the bonds will be payable from the proceeds of tax levies made upon the taxable property in Improvement District No. 5. The following tax rate information is provided in compliance with Sections 9400 to 9404 of the Elections Code of the State of California. 1. The best estimate of the tax rate which would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue During the first fiscal year, after the sale of the first series of bonds, based on estimated assessed valuations available at the time of filing of this statement, is $0.600000 per $100, $60 per $100,000 of assessed valuation in fiscal year 2015-16. 2. The best estimate of the tax rate which would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue, during the first fiscal year, after the sale of the last series of bonds, based on estimated assessed valuations available at the time of filing of this statement, is $0.600000 per $100, $60 per $100,000 of assessed valuation in fiscal year 2023-24. 3. The best estimate of the highest tax rate which would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue, based on estimated assessed valuations available at the time of filing this statement, is $0.600000 per $100, $60 per $100,000 of assessed valuation in fiscal year 2015-16. Voters should note that these estimated tax rates are based on the assessed value of taxable property in Improvement District No. 5 as shown on the official tax rolls of the county, not on the property's market value. In addition, taxpayers eligible for a property tax exemption, such as the homeowner's exemption, will be taxed at a lower effective tax rate than described above. Property owners should consult their own property tax bills and tax advisors to determine their property's assessed value and any applicable tax exemptions. Attention of all voters is directed to the fact that the foregoing information is based upon the school district's projections and estimates only, which are not binding upon the school district. The actual tax rates and the years in which they will apply may vary from those presently estimated, due to variations from these estimates in the timing of bond sales, the amount of bonds sold and market interest rates at the time of each sale, and actual assessed valuations over the term of repayment of the bonds. The dates of sale and the amount of bonds sold at any given time will be determined by the school district based on need for construction funds and other factors. The actual interest rates at which the bonds will be sold will depend on the bond market at the time of each sale. Actual future assessed valuation will depend upon the amount and value of taxable property within Improvement District No. 5 as determined by the county assessor in the annual assessment and the equalization process. Dated July 2, 2014 S/Deborah Betancourt, Superintendent School Facilities Improvement District No. 5 Folsom Cordova Unified School District. Argument in favor of Measure G. Vote yes on Measure G. Your yes vote on Measure G will provide locally controlled funding that goes directly to Folsom schools to ensure all Folsom students receive a quality education within a safe learning environment. The state can't take a penny. Measure G will continue Folsom student success by making essential repairs and upgrades to classrooms and school facilities to ensure student/staff safety and meet current educational standards to improve instruction in math, science, reading, and writing. Measure G will update classroom technology necessary to compete for college and workforce opportunities. Measure G will stay in Folsom schools to upgrade electrical systems to accommodate 21st century technology, install modern energy efficiency upgrades to Folsom schools to reduce costs and conserve natural resources, renovate Sutter Middle, formerly Folsom High, repair/replace aging portable classrooms, especially at Sundahl, Oak Chan and Folsom Hills. For specific projects at all Folsom schools, including sprints, Empire Oaks, Gold Ridge, Natoma Station, Russell Ranch, Gallardo, Judah, Folsom Middle, Folsom Lake, Vista del Lago, and Folsom High. Visit www.fcus.org. Web link. A Citizens Oversight Committee will ensure Measure G funds will only benefit Folsom schools. Measure G requires annual financial and performance audits by independent certified public accountants. Thanks to overwhelming support from Folsom voters, local funding has helped relieve student overcrowding and begin the initial phases of school modernization and safety upgrades. Great Folsom schools make our neighborhoods more desirable and improve property values. Take the next steps to provide Folsom students and our Folsom community with the 21st century school facilities to ensure educational success. Join families, teachers, community, and business leaders who support Measure G. It's our turn to give Folsom kids the best possible learning environment to succeed in the future. Let's continue our tradition of putting kids first. Vote yes on G. The undersigned proponents of the primary argument in favor of ballot Measure G at the special election for the Folsom Cordova Unified School District to be held on November 4, 2014, hereby state that this argument is true and correct to the best of their knowledge and belief. S/Ernie Sheldon, Folsom Athletic Association /City Council Member S/Robert G. Holderness, Former Mayor /Attorney S/Andy Morin, City Council Member /Barrent S/Christy Babb, Businesswoman /Barrent S/Laura Ruby, Citizens Bond Oversight Committee Chair. No rebuttal to argument in favor of Measure G was filed. No argument against Measure G was filed.